It was a great sight as my master On Bowes observed 2,000 laborers sweating and straining as the great colossus was lifted and dusted. Finally, after 3 months, it was put in its wooden container and launched.
I say, it's sunk. How long will it take to raise it?
Oh, only about a week, lad.
A week? This is starting to cost money. To date with wages and the salvage, it's £1,500.
Yes, 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 but you don't realize that this obelisk is free.
You couldn't get one for that price anywhere in England.
Yes. I keep forgetting.
I say, Bowes, the overseer says he doesn't think we can raise the obelisk by hand. Says we'll need deep water salvage vessels.
Oh. Well, we'll contact Naval Base Alexandria and request immediate aid. We've got to hurry. Remember, the Silver Jubilee is only a month away. Admiral Crichton, how much longer to lift this thing?
The divers say it's difficult to see to attach the cable, sir. The water is very, very muddy.
Well, can't we go where the water's clear?
We did that, but we discovered that the obelisk wasn't there, sir.
What terribly bad luck.
Don't you worry, sir. We'll soon have her up.
Sir, Robert Harrigan, bearing down in this position.
Oh, up anchors! Head for safe harbour!
Nonsense, Scottish captain. I have a perfect plan for saving the obelisk with no danger to life, limb, or Herbert Lobb.